m'a parlé Trump. OK, Trump m'a parlé comme ça. Ça le fait pour Haïti. Il pas pas voler Haïti.
I'm at Pima Book Restaurant in Little Haiti with Edouard Salnave. He's a Donald Trump supporter. His daughter, Rachel Salnave.
I don't agree with his decision to vote for Trump.
I don't care. You don't like it? Okay. If you don't want me to be your father anymore, change who you're going to vote and vote for Trump.
Dad,
Edouard, has been a naturalized citizen for 50 years, and he was a Democrat until this year, when he switched his party affiliation to Republican.
I believe in Mr. Trump. His belief in America.
We met at the restaurant before the release of Trump's tapes, where he boasted about groping women without their consent. Salnave says he still stands by Trump. Rachel was a Bernie Sanders supporter, but back at the restaurant, she said she's not with her, Hillary Clinton. Rachel does know who she's not voting for, Donald Trump.
See, the thing is, this is like a political chess move. So if I go ahead, and many of the Haitians here go ahead and say, we're definitely not voting for Trump, so our only answer is Clinton, then does she have accountability? Because she knows we'll vote for her.
Clinton's problem in the Haitian-American community, which largely sways Democratic, is similar to her problem in other Black communities. People are not excited about her candidacy. When Obama ran for office, songs about him in Creole and French blasted on Creole language radio programs. Obama, Obama, Obama. For Hillary Clinton, there are no songs. The Clintons also have a long and complicated political and humanitarian history in Haiti. As Secretary of State, she faced sharp criticisms for helping to get former Haiti President Michel Martelly elected. And the Clinton Foundation continues to face backlash over its involvement in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake. When Donald Trump spoke in Little Haiti in September, Gelson Loresan came from West Palm Beach to hear him.
The Clintons had been running the country for so long, and they have not done anything for the Haitian community. Now I think it's time to give the baton to Mr. Trump.
Just a few doors down from where Trump visited, there's a Hillary Clinton campaign office. The campaign released a radio ad in Creole called La Kainu, Our Home. The narrator says Hillary Clinton has a plan to build a stronger economy and better paying jobs. Dottie Joseph is an attorney and Clinton surrogate. She says the campaign is doing everything to address concerns in the Haitian community. But she knows even with targeted outreach to Haitian American voters, some might stay home if they don't feel strongly about a candidate.
Sou pa vote, you know, za fè ke gado, se ou menm ka responsable tout sa ka prive.
Translation, if you don't vote, the consequences you're going to be responsible for that because it's not just your actions, but it's also your inactions.
Francesca Menez works on Black immigrant outreach across Florida. She understands the reluctance some Haitian Americans have towards Clinton.
And so it's like, how do we get our people to actually mobilize for her because the votes are going to start tallying up throughout the country.
She says it concerns her that people are more focused on liking a candidate and not their policies.
When you decide to vote for another candidate out of protest, you're basically taking away from someone else that we need to actually win the state.
At the restaurant in Little Haiti, Edouard Salnave is eating a plate of codena sauce avec banan bouillie. Between bites, he says, since he became a Trump supporter, he doesn't have many fans in his personal circle.
Everybody disappointed for me because I do that. I don't care.
He points to his daughter, Rachel.
She don't like me.
Of course I don't hate him. Of course I don't hate my father.
Rachel disagrees with her dad's choice, but she says she's still a fan of his. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.